Penguins have played 18 game sevens. The Pirates have played in seven. So that is 25 game sevens for us here in Pittsburgh. How would you rank the top five? How would you rank the worst five?
Well, I mean, the best game seven probably of all time is Pirates Nationals 1925. Maybe Pirates
Senators.
Well, they were listed the Washington as the Nationals Senators back at the time. On Baseball Reference.
Oh, were they?
Yeah. Pirates Tigers 09. 1909, that is, Babe Adams, you know.
Did you know that all five of their World Series wins are Game 7 wins?
I actually did know that. It's an odd little footnote. I have my definitive...
Now, hold on a second, though. You laugh at the 1925 World Series. Have you done any reading on the Game 7? What happened there?
No.
You've not?
Didn't they win 4-1?
Donnie, do you have any...
I know that the one against the Tigers was like an 8-7 or 9-7.
I know our boy, I could call up little Joe Smeltzer. He could give us a whole dissertation on the 1925 World Series.
I can get Smeltzer on the phone. He'll have the fast facts for us.
The Penn State beat reporter who can give you every World Series by year and tell you who the winner was and how many games and who the MVP was. I'm pretty sure.
Smeltzer can do the whole thing.
That's his barroom trick, yeah.
Man, you've got like 20 different barroom tricks then. You can do that for everything.
But I was looking, so the 1925, I can't believe I'm doing this, 99 years ago.
Cook was there to cover it.
They won the World Series. They were down against Washington 4-0 after the top of the first inning with the big train, Walter Johnson, on the mound.
I did know that they beat Big Walt.
For Washington, one of the greatest pitchers of all time. And they stormed back and won 9-7, and they scored something like 5 runs in the last 2 innings to win. Bunch in the 7th, bunch in the 8th. Stormed all the way back and won. That should be on the list. If you're hanging a banner for it.
They scored 5 in the 7th and 8th innings combined.
Right, so if we're looking at it in totality, you it's to win a championship. They would have to be a top 5.
Look at Walter Johnson's line. He goes 8. He gives up 15 hits, 9 runs, 5 earned. This is the number that I think is the two numbers I think by far the funniest. The guy was known as an expert strikeout pitcher. 1 walk, 3 strikeouts. Topped out at probably a brisk 91.
It's back when men were men, baby.
Man, no one struck out in those games.
No, no one struck out in Game 7 of the 60 World Series. I don't think there was a single strikeout in that game,
Chris. I remember that footnote being true. There were strikeouts,
obviously. In a 10-9 game.
I got the 1909 game and the Babe Adams game and the Walter Johnson game confused score-wise. I think Babe Adams won 4-1.
I guess who they beat, the Boston Pilgrims that day?
That was Boston over the Americans. Tigers. They beat the Tigers 8-0.
Ty Cobb.
8-0, actually. Babe Adams.
Cobb versus Wagner.
Twirled a shutout, did Babe Adams. Hold on. The starting left fielder and leadoff hitter, I don't know why this strikes me as so funny for the Tigers.
Was it Glasscock?
No, Davy Jones. Davy Jones' locker. Ty Cobb would hit third for that team. He went 0-4, choke artist. Babe Adams, 6-hit shutout, went the distance again. 1 walk, 1 strikeout. Very bizarre.
Okay, so if we're ranking Pittsburgh
actually ranking
game sevens, this is first. Okay, so that's 1.
And that's
obviously.
Also, I think, the best Game 7 in sports history. Name me a better one. Definitively better. It's a walk-off home run to win the World Series.
Chris.
I think it's the best Game 7 that's ever been played. And it also, leading up to that singular moment, had unbelievable drama. Hal Smith would be a household name, but for the Pirates blowing the lead that he gave them right before that. Guy gets hit in the throat with a ground ball because the ball hits like a rock.
I like 0-1 World Series Game 7 because I like Rivera blowing it in the Yankees.
That's a great story, but that game start to finish was not as good.
I agree. Okay, so what's 2 on the list of Pittsburgh all-time Game 7?
So this is where I think things get very, very...
I would put 2009 Penguins Red Wings Stanley Cup Final 2nd.
So I'm going to do the same only because 2 other ones that are on there... that are on my list, I wasn't alive for. And I do.
Oh, don't do it that
way.
But
I always feel like it's a little cheap. Like, I could go back and watch the 71 World Series where it's blast twirling a gem, but I'm going to put 09 Pens Wings up there at number 2.
But even if we were alive for Penguins, for
the
Pirates
games,
Orioles,
yes. I think the Penguins and Wings stands on its own 2 legs for this reason. The better team probably did not win that series. I think a lot of honest Penguins fans will tell you that Red Wings team was still an absolute wagon. done in by some of the worst goaltending you will ever see. Osgood sucked, and Fleury was way better than him, both years, really. That I remember watching Penguins Red Wings. They come out of the shoot. I remember this vividly, quickly here. You got smoked by them in a six-game series that didn't frankly feel that close in 08. It's going to be different in 09. Here come the Penguins, older and wiser. And then you just get absolutely spanked again. 2-0, you're down. Rally, come back, show life. Then to come out of the gate in Game 5 and get humiliated in Detroit the way they did, to win a tension-filled Game 6, and then to you come to the realization after Game 5, the only way this is going to happen is you have to finally win a game in Detroit when that's been impossible for you. To do it the way they did it with no Crosby for like the last, what, 30 minutes or so? Awesome. Like, I still get chills thinking about that game.
That's an underrated point. I mean, imagine if the Oilers lose Connor McDavid in the second period tonight and then have to win the game.
I got news for you. Unless they're up 5-0 at that point, I don't think they're winning the game tonight.
So you would put second to, and then you still have 71, Game 7. You still have 79,
I've got one that's going to surprise you.
Game 7, and then...
I've got a candidate here who has to get slotted in from one of the last three spots that's going to surprise you.
Is it 2017 Penguins Senators?
No. 2017 Penguins Capitals.
Ooh, I like Penguins Senators more.
I like it. It's great. But I thought they were going to win that series, even though the Senators were enraging. Do you remember what the Senators were doing? They were rope-a-doping and trying to win those crap-ass games.
Yeah, they were playing that 1-3-1.
Carlson just controlled the game. Pony. The Penguins were up 3-1 on the Capitals in that series.
And then
the wheels fell off. Did you not feel like it was over then? I had called for them to go back-to-back, but I was wavering strongly. And then you get a game that, honestly, I don't think people say this enough. In the pantheon of great Marc-Andre Fleury games, that is very close to the top.
I don't disagree with that.
But it doesn't get talked about the way 09 Game 7 does for obvious reasons. It doesn't even get talked about the way Pens Caps in 09 gets talked about.
Because the breakaway stop on Ovechkin.
It doesn't get talked about like that. I think it doesn't get talked about the way a lot, like his triple overtime game against the Red Wings, even though they lost the series, it's like an all-time game for him. They went into a very hostile building where for once, Capitals fans and Capitals players, I think, thought, we've got these idiots where we want them. They've tormented us for so long. We have all the momentum. We are the better team top to bottom. They're limping in here wounded. And they walked out, shutout losers, with him saving a point-blank Ovi chance with the knob of his stick.
Mm-hmm.
That is an all-timer for me.
And
that's
pleasuring
on my list.
It afterwards.
Which is equally funny.
So you would make sure that was in the top five?
Yes,
you put that over Penn Senators?
It's in there for me.
Donnie, do you put that over Penn Senators, Kunitz double overtime? I don't.
I probably don't. I think, unfortunately, because
that one happened
how...
at home, though. That's why people love it.
It's
it
a double
here.
Overtime yeah, game, it, Chris.
But you got to be there. There was a
I
much
don't care
better
if
chance
the game was played
gonna...
on Mars. It went 2 overtimes.
Okay, so why is Penguins Red Wings above it, then?
Because it's the Stanley Cup Final. There's
but it
a shot
wasn't at
the,
home.
But there's a shot at the end to win the game.
I just think that if I'm rating non-Stanley Cup final game sevens, I would put, for sheer unlikelihood, I would put Caps 17 over Senators.
I mean,
Senators is ultimate tension because it's a sudden death.
And isn't
scenario.
That what game seven is all about, is the tension? Tension is the number one quality that you're looking for.
I don't know. That game against Washington still felt pretty damn tense.
I like Chris going with that, but I just think almost every Penguins fan is going to pick the Senators one.
Yeah, I mean, I think if I... You know who I would always ask as the ombudsman here? I'd ask my wife, what game would you remember? She'd say the Senators game.
I thought you were going to say Bob Grove.
Isn't Game 7 of that Senators series the one you couldn't figure
out?
Yeah,
he didn't know if he was there.
We decided we were not there. She was like, we would have remembered that, or at least
I would
have.
So wait a minute. You would even want to... You'd want to slot Penguins Caps from 17 ahead of the 71 World Series with
Blast? No, I think the 71 World Series belongs probably third on this list.
Yeah, that's where I wanted to put it.
Because I think there are a few things in sports better than a big game pitching performance. Like a guy just takes the ball, puts it all on his shoulders, and delivers the goods, and Blass obviously did that. It's one of the greatest big game, you know, no higher stakes than that you can get. So that's number three for me.
Where would you put 2000 Penguins Sabres? Would you put that in the mix?
Game six is the one that feels so memorable there. Because of I know Kasparaitis scores to win it, and it's hilariously unlikely.
Yes, the moment that everyone remembers is him sliding on the ice because he let a wrister go from the blue line that beat according to Sean Gentile, the greatest goaltender of all time.
Game 6 is the one I remember because in the pre-cable TV era in the Mulsey house, I had a big 3-CD changer boombox that I would listen to the games on in my room.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember vividly, they're counting down, and it's like, here's the season ending, and then Lemieux ties the game. They send it to overtime, and they win it. And that is my vivid memory there. It's a very good one. It's not in my top
five. In 91, you have a Game 7 in the first round against New Jersey, but the save did not happen in that game.
The problem is there's way too many Penguins games of greater consequence.
92, Penguins Caps, they were down 3-1. Yes, they came all the way back and won Game 7 in D.C.
But we're still,
so that's
like,
another one worth considering.
I just think there's way too many Pirates games in here that have to get mentioned. How do we not have Pirates Orioles 79?
Well, I think you'd have to put the 1925 game ahead of that.
They came back in the Orioles game, albeit from 1-0 down, and they didn't come back till the sixth inning.
Yeah, but they weren't facing the big train, Malsey.
They were facing a guy, I think, named Scott McGregor.
They were facing Walter Johnson.
You have a fetish for the big train, though. You said, when we were doing Paul Skeens comps, you said, correct, who does Paul Skeens remind me of? The big train, Walter Johnson.
I'm not gonna allow for a list of the best Game 7s in Pittsburgh sports history to go out without including the 1925 World Series on it.
If it was not Walter Johnson pitching in that game, would it be on there?
No, probably not.
So this is really just shameless Walter Johnson work.
Think about that. That would, if you flip it, that would be like you're in a Game 7 situation. The Pirates inexplicably score 4 runs for Paul Skeens in the first inning. You think you're on easy street, and you end up losing the game 9-7. Picture how you'd feel in that spot.
Well, they might just pull Skeens after 5 innings for pitch count reasons, and then I would understand it. They'd go with Carmen Majinski. No, who's that guy, Ben Heller? They'd bring Heller and have that happen. All right, my top five is in, this is actually in order here for me, is number 5 is going to be 79 World Series. Number 4 is actually going to be 2017 Caps Series.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3 is 71 World Series. Number 2 is 09 Cup Final. And number 1's Mavs. That's my best 5 in that order.
So I would keep your top 3, and then I would have the 25 World Series 4, and then I would put the Pens and Senators in 17, 5.
I don't know. I find the 25 World Series part so funny.
No mention of Penguins Lightning in 2016,
Donnie,
in the Eastern Conference Final.
That was up in the back, though. Isn't the more memorable game there Game 6 because of the Andy Socher?
Jonathan Drouin. Yeah, we saw that come back to life in Game 6 of the Oilers-Panthers game.
One of my favorite Starkey memories, before he knew how Andy Socher's name was pronounced, he thought it was Saucier, and he was like, let's get Saucier's dossier. And then not that long after, it came out that it was Socher. And
how did he pivot from that?
I don't think he had much of one.
Donnie, how would you rank him?
The first two are, I think, similar to what you guys have. So, I mean, obviously the 1961 has to be number one. I don't think really anybody in the city could argue that. 09 Cup Final for me at number two. What did you guys have at number three?
71 World Series with Blass.
Yeah, I mean, just because of what Blass did in that game.
Nip-tuck game, close game. What is it, 2-1 is the final score?
Yeah, it was 2-1.
I'd probably round it out, though, with the two other World Series wins.
Because it's a title being won?
I think so, yeah.
Like, one of them was in 1909, Donnie.
Well, no, it would be 79 and 25, the old Walter Johnson game.
Okay, one of them was in 1920. What is this, a Walter Johnson show? What are we doing here?
It's an incredible comeback, man.
Stuffy McInnes had 2 hits in that game. It was a big one.
Who?
Stuffy McInnes, the Pirates' first baseman.
How can I forget old Stuffy?
Do we know why they called him Stuffy?
Who knows? Cook might. Johnny Gooch, he had a pinch hit in that game.
Walter Johnson was 2-0 in that series coming into that game. He had
he looked invincible, Malsey.
Yeah, he had handled them.